Hello, this is your Polycast for Friday, February 2nd. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom. A new Minnesota Public Radio News Humphrey Institute poll indicates DFL Senate hopeful Al Franken poses a tougher re-election threat to Republican Senator Norm Coleman than any of the other Democrats who want Coleman's job. The poll also finds self-described Minnesota Democrats who have settled on a candidate favor Franken for the Senate more than 2-1 over his closest rival, fellow DFLer Mike Cerisi. Minnesota Public Radio's Mark Zedeklik has more.
The poll in no way predicts what will happen at next week's caucuses, but it does indicate that if the election were held right now, Senator Norm Coleman and Al Franken would be in a statistical dead heat. It shows Coleman beating DFLer Mike Cerisi by 5 points, and it gives Coleman double-digit leads over the two lesser-known DFL contenders, Jack Nelson Pallmeyer and Jim Cohen, who dropped out of the race today.
We were very surprised by how far ahead Al Franken is.
University of Minnesota Humphrey Institute of Public Affairs Professor Lawrence Jacobs directed the poll. He says it shows Franken has a dominant lead over the other Democrats right now.
He's doing very well on a number of different fronts. When Democrats in Minnesota think about the economy and jobs, and they think about Iraq, they're tending to move towards Franken. When they think about the state and the direction the country's moving in, they're concerned that it's off on the wrong track, they're thinking that Franken is the guy who can address that, and by significant margins.
Pollsters interviewed 917 Minnesota residents over a one-week period ending last Sunday. Jacobs says more than a third rated the economy and jobs as the nation's most important problem, followed distantly by Iraq and health care. More respondents gave Franken the advantage over Coleman on all three issues. Nearly three-quarters of the respondents believe the nation is headed in the wrong direction, and a majority who feel that way support Franken. Kyle Steffen of Cottage Grove took part in the survey. He's 21 years old. He likes Republican John McCain for president, but for senator, he's leaning toward Franken.
I just think Franken's more of a regular guy. I don't know. He's not a lawyer or a politician. Personally, I really don't care for politicians or lawyers or anybody like that, so I like somebody that's kind of down to earth or more like Al.
Stefan rates the economy among his top concerns, like so many of the respondents. Christine Kautzman of St. Paul says paying bills is a constant struggle, especially health insurance.
I've changed insurance companies twice, and I am now to the point where in order to have a monthly premium I can afford, I have a $2,000 deductible. Yeah, health insurance is a huge issue. For me, that falls under the economy.
Kautzman identifies herself as a Democrat and says she doesn't know who to support in the DFL Senate contest. She's not alone. According to the poll, while Franken has strong support, 35% of Minnesota DFLers are undecided. Lawrence Jacobs from the U of M says that's significant.
There is clearly a lot of give there. Franken is in a very good position, according to this poll. But it's certainly not a campaign that I would say is in the bag for any one candidate.
As for Norm Coleman, his approval rating came in at 50%. Jacobs says that's not particularly bad for Coleman, considering he hasn't spent much time campaigning.
You've got the Democrats who've been campaigning for some time now for the U.S. Senate seat. Norm Coleman's campaign has not begun in earnest. He's got quite a treasury. I'm sure the media ads will start rolling at some point not too distant future.
Poll respondent Curtis Olson of Clarissa in central Minnesota says he's behind Coleman.
I think in greater Minnesota, I think there's a lot of support for him because I think some of the other candidates, you know, I think like Al Franken, you know, I don't think he really represents a lot of Minnesotans. He's pretty liberal. I think he represents Hollywood more than he does Minnesota.
Although Coleman's 50% approval rating represents an improvement from other polls taken last summer, the Republican trails Minnesota's relatively new DFL senator on the question. 66% of those polled gave Amy Klobuchar favorable marks. Mark Zedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio News, St. Paul.
Governor Tim Pawlenty is scheduled to campaign in Illinois this weekend for Republican presidential hopeful John McCain. Pawlenty co-chairs McCain's presidential committee. He's also traveled to Florida, New Hampshire, Michigan, and Iowa to campaign for him. Meanwhile, campaign organizers for Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama say a rally this weekend in Minneapolis is sold out. Obama is scheduled to appear at the Target Center on Saturday afternoon. Campaign spokesman Nick Kimball says the free tickets were snapped up within 24 hours. He says 15,000 tickets were distributed online and a few thousand paper tickets were distributed through Obama campaign offices in Minnesota. Kimball says the Minnesota supporters responded faster than he expected.
They want to be a part of it. They want it for the future. They want Barack Obama to become the next president. And so as he's coming here on Saturday, they want to come out and see what the excitement is about.
Kimball says the campaign has a waiting list for the rally, but it already has 2,000 names on it. And it looks like Republican candidate Ron Paul will be holding a rally at the University of Minnesota on Monday. A group led by former Governor Al Quie launched a campaign to reform Minnesota's system for judicial elections. Minnesota Public Radio's Tim Pugmire reports.
Members of the group Minnesotans for Impartial Courts are trying to keep partisan politics out of the election of judges. They're pushing for a constitutional amendment that sets up a new system of retention elections. Voters would decide to keep or remove judges with a simple up or down vote. Current law requires a challenger to defeat a sitting judge. DFL Representative Steve Simon of St. Louis Park, a sponsor of the constitutional amendment bill, says the changes would ensure judges remain unbiased and impartial. And
all of us here today fear that the time is coming very soon when that will no longer be the case, when partisan, competitive judicial elections will tear apart the judiciary and make it just another place where politicians can fight.
The proposed legislation would also establish a state commission to evaluate the performance of sitting judges. Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio News at the Capitol.
There's been a lot said during this campaign about young voters. We've asked our reporter Curtis Gilbert to look at how people under 30 compare politically with previous generations of young people, and he filed this story.
Now age 60, Jan Simmons has voted a basically straight Democratic ticket going back to 1980. But she's known for quite a while that her 24-year-old son, Ted, doesn't share her politics.
When he was about five, Ted asked his babysitter who she was supporting for president, and she was somewhat stunned. Well, he was supporting President Bush, or candidate Bush at the time. That was the first of his Republican inclinings.
Ted Simmons calls himself an extreme moderate. He's leaning towards the Democrats for president this year. He voted for John Kerry in 2004, but he's also cast votes for Minnesota Republicans like Senator Norm Coleman and Governor Tim Pawlenty. More than anything, Ted prides himself on his independent streak.
It's difficult for me to be on the extreme right or extreme left. I like to take both parts of their arguments and try to make something of it rather than keep butting heads.
Ted is part of a generation demographers have dubbed the millennials, people born after 1980. As with any generation, the millennials exhibit every imaginable political persuasion. They're not all Ted Simmons-style ticket splitters. But there are things about Ted's approach to politics that researchers have found are typical of Americans his age. A belief in pragmatism, a general sense of optimism, and a trust of large institutions from the federal government to corporate America. Those characteristics also set the millennials apart from their predecessors, the more cynical Generation X. Stephen Scheer has witnessed the generational shift from the political science department at Carleton College in Northfield. When Scheer first showed up on campus in 1981, 60s-style protesting was still very much in vogue there.
Politics tended to be liberal and points left of liberal.
And Scheer remembers students had an all-or-nothing approach to their activism in those days. Now, he says, things are different.
Students don't protest much anymore, and I think it's probably because they're much more pragmatic. They're looking at results rather than presenting their positions in a dramatic fashion.
That's not to say Carleton has turned conservative. Scheer says when it comes to the presidential race, the student body has made up its mind.
It's all Obama all the time on my campus, and I think that's true on most college campuses.
A quick visit to the dining hall confirmed that assessment.
I think Barack Obama is who I'm going to vote for.
I'm thinking I'm probably going to vote Barack.
I'm supporting Obama.
From Iowa to South Carolina, Obama has been the clear choice of the under 30 set. And that might not seem terribly surprising, except this is Carleton, the place where this guy taught for more than 20 years.
If, from time to time, in order to change the system and have reform, I have to take on the tobacco companies or oil companies, so be it. So be it.
The late Minnesota Senator Paul Wellstone was a populist, an old-school liberal who spoke out against big corporations and stood up for the little guy. Stephen Scheer admits Obama isn't the presidential candidate you'd equate with Wellstone.
I would say that Paul Wellstone is more like John Edwards, and Paul's approach was a populist class-based approach, but I really don't find that resonating terribly much with my students here. Politics to them, I think, is more about social and environmental change rather than traditional class issues.
John Edwards dropped out of the presidential race Wednesday after failing to garner enough support with his anti-corporate message. Sophomore Theodore Wolf is one of those Carleton students who hasn't been inspired by Edwards' populism.
I think it's kind of bullshit. Can you say that on the radio?
No, you can't. Can you think of another way of saying that? It took Wolf the better part of a minute to figure out how to rephrase his response. But the point is that even here, at the heart of Wellstone Country, the millennials seem to be looking for a new kind of politics. They don't want to bring down the man. They want to work with him. Curtis Gilbert, Minnesota Public Radio News. Northfield.
And that's your Polycast for this Friday. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you again here on Monday.